There is our school bell, and the ringing of that bell, you know, it's time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so, pull up your chair, turn up your radio, and get your Bible. And today, we're going to begin this class session by looking at one of those books that Solomon has left us with, the Book of Ecclesiastes. And in the American Standard Version that I have before me, it says under that title, Or the Preacher. It begins, the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. And this is Solomon. This is a book of the man Solomon. And really the old man is writing to young people that they might learn from the mistakes that he made. And we're going to look at three different passages from this book of Ecclesiastes today, reading from them and commenting on them briefly. We'll do that in just a moment. You might want to be turning in your Bibles there to follow along with us, while I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let us turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, and we'll read this first chapter. And to give this a context, Solomon the old man is preaching a sermon to young people. You might think of it as a young people's meeting, and they've invited the old King Solomon to address them. And he looks over those youth, and he remembers the days of his youth, when he sought after Jehovah, but he had not been faithful to that in his life, and he had sought pleasure and fulfillment in life through many, many things under the sun, and he found it to be like chasing after the wind, or as it's going to say in this sermon, vanity. And he remembers now what he must teach these young people, and that is to remember Jehovah in the days of thy youth, because that is where the real fullness and joy of life comes from, not in the pursuit of worldly pleasures, as he had foolishly done. And so, let's keep in mind, remember that expression, under the sun. Sometimes the book of Ecclesiastes gets confusing and people wonder, well, how can that be? It doesn't seem to fit with the rest of the Bible. But remember the limited context. When he's talking about things under the sun, those would be the earthly things. He's not talking so much about the heavenly things and the spiritual things. Not when he's talking about things under the sun. Those would be the things above the sun. And he's instructing these young people that that is the things that we should seek. Listen to him in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 to give a taste of how this begins. The words of the preacher, the son of David, the king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profit hath a man of all his labor wherein he laboreth? Under the sun. One generation goeth and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. The sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteneth to the place where it ariseth. The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth about unto the north. It turneth about continually in its course, and the wind returneth again to its circuits. All the rivers run to the sea, and yet the sea is not full. Unto the place whither the rivers go, thither they go again. All things are full of weariness, and man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. And that which hath been is that which shall be, and that which hath been done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything that whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been long ago in the ages which were before us, There's no remembrance of the former generations. Neither shall there be any remembrance of the latter generations that are to come among those that shall come after. Ecclesiastes 1 and verse 12. I, the preacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem, and I applied my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom concerning all that is done under heaven. It is a sore travail that God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised therewith. I've seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and a striving after the wind. That which is crooked cannot be made straight. That which is wanting cannot be numbered. I communed with mine own heart, saying, Lo, I have gotten me great wisdom above all that were before me in Jerusalem. Yea, my heart hath great experience of wisdom and knowledge. And I applied my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this also was striving after the wind. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. Well, it certainly begins very depressing. But remember, so also it is depressing if we seek all our fulfillment and all our joys in things of this earth. And that is what Solomon is talking about. But let's turn to one of the most popular passages in the book of Solomon, simply to enjoy the beauty of this book and the poetry that he writes. And it makes us to think. I'll now turn to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and read verses 1 through 15, where it says, For everything there is a season, and a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I've seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised therewith. He's made everything beautiful in its time. He hath also set eternity in their heart. Yet so that man cannot find out the work God hath done from the beginning even to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and to do good as long as they live, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God hath done it that men should fear before him. That which is hath long ago been, and that which is to be hath long ago been, and God seeth again that which is passed away. Now I want to return to the end of Ecclesiastes and see what Solomon says. I begin in Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 9, where he says, Rejoice, O man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thy heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh. For youth and the dawn of life are vanity. Remember also thy creator in the days of thy youth, before the evil days come, and the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars are darkened, and the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, the strong men bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows shall be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, and one shall rise up at the voice of a bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Yea, they shall be afraid of that which is high, and terror shall be in the way. And the almond tree shall blossom, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail. Because man goeth to his everlasting home, and the mourners go about the streets, before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, and the dust returneth to the earth as it was, and the spirit returneth unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 9. And further, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he pondered and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written uprightly, even words of truth. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 11. The words of the wise are as goads, and as nails well fastened are the words of the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And furthermore, my son, be admonished. Of the making of many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13. This is the end of the matter. All hath been heard. Fear God, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment with every hidden thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And with that, the words of Solomon are ended. What a story this is, the story of this life. That young man that sought wisdom from the Lord and was granted wisdom, and with the wisdom granted great riches and honor, and lived a good life, and then he prospered and his kingdom prospered, and he was considered the wisest of all that had ever been in the East, and richer than all that had been in the East. But then Solomon foolishly sought after many wives, and his wives turned his heart away from Jehovah. And he worshipped, allowed his wives to worship, and let Israel worship the false gods of their neighbors round about them. And it led to his spiritual downfall. And so as the kingdom rode over that peak, it came down on the other side. And we're going to see in future lesson how this kingdom was rent asunder and eventually disappeared from the earth, going into the captivity of Assyria and going into the captivity of Babylon, only to return a beaten and defeated in a few people that came back and sought to worship Jehovah. And yet through all of this, God kept his promises to Abraham to fulfill those promises. And yet, in spite of all men's folly and the folly of all those kings, the Savior was born into this earth, and Jesus established a spiritual kingdom that is greater than all the kingdoms of men. As we come to the end of this book of Ecclesiastes, and we read how Solomon is counseling these young people to fear God and keep his commandments, it is the hope in our heart that Solomon in the end and before he died turned back to God. And God is gracious and loving and forgiving and of tender mercies. And hopefully he receives Solomon back into him. And so this ends a long study we've had. And the next lesson we have in our little Sunday school book is a review of things from Abraham to Solomon. And we'll be discussing this in a future class. But as we do, the golden text for this lesson is this. Psalm 103 and verse 8. Jehovah is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness.